my brother.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. From Minneapolis, there's a verdict in a huge COVID fraud trial. A jury has convicted five people in a scheme to steal more than $40 million earmarked to feed children during the pandemic. U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson.
The verdict confirms what we've known all along, which is that defendants falsified documents, they lied, and they fraudulently claimed to be feeding millions of meals to children in Minnesota during COVID.
More than 60 other people are headed to trial for similar cases totaling $250 million. The verdict came as the FBI was investigating an attempt to bribe a juror with $120,000 in cash. Scientists say there is a cause for the big heat wave hitting the Southwest. CBS's Ben Tracy is in sweltering Las Vegas.
Because temperatures on the planet overall are going up because of our planet warming emissions coming from our burning of fossil fuels. When you have a heat wave like this, that just adds fuel to the fire. The baseline temperatures are higher, so when you have temperature spikes, those can be higher. And in fact, scientists say that this current heat wave that we're experiencing was made three times more likely because of human-caused climate change.
President Biden has been talking about fighting for democracy and not taking it for granted at the second day of D-Day ceremonies in Normandy.
We talk about democracy, American democracy. We often talk about the ideals of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. What we don't talk about is how hard it is.
A black Army combat medic who treated hundreds on Omaha Beach on D-Day has posthumously received the Distinguished Service Cross. Army historian and Captain Kevin Broflat tells us about Medic Waverly Woodson Jr.
Over the next 30 hours, it was estimated that he treated over 200 plus wounded, doing everything from conducting an amputation to patching soldiers up on the beach here, trying to preserve life the best that he could.
Woodson died in 2005. Next Wednesday marks 8 years since the Pulse nightclub shootings in Orlando, and after years of turmoil and the failure to launch, the city has rebooted efforts to build a permanent memorial there.
Those affected by a decision need to be able to affect that decision.
Dr. Larry Schuler, who is part of the City of Orlando's effort to memorialize the 49 people shot and killed June 12, 2016 by one gunman at Pulse, a nightclub with many gay patrons. Dr. Schuler says those affected by the tragedy number in the thousands.
We're going to have to provide a mix of methods to receive people's input.
People with expertise in engineering and design and fundraising. Information is available at pulseorlando.org. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
On Wall Street at the close, the Dow had lost 87. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Construction has ground to a halt at sites around southeast Wisconsin. WISN 12 reports hundreds of heavy equipment operators have walked off the job. The strike by the International Union of Operating Engineers has 800 members seeking higher wages at projects in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Racine, and Kenosha counties. The jobs promised by Foxconn were a key part of the water and wastewater agreements between Racine and Mount Pleasant. Those deals are now under scrutiny, and leaders from both municipalities are digging in. Racine Mayor Corey Mason issued a statement yesterday saying Microsoft's plans don't deliver on the jobs initially promised by Foxconn. First Friday and Juneteenth celebrations will have downtown Racine busy today. The Juneteenth kickoff event will be at Arts Unlimited on Main. Down the street at Monument Square, live music, food, and more will be a part of the first Friday event of the summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there and the ball just... hit balls hard and they get caught.
The Brewers entered the Detroit series 10 games over 500. The Tigers are 31-31. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. The Boston Celtics took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, winning 107-89 over the Dallas Mavericks. Jaylen Brown scored 22 points, while Jason Tatum had 16 points and 11 rebounds. Game 2 is Sunday night. Three state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first-ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN weather.
A dry and sunny day today, but we're still battling a breezy wind gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, warmer today with high temperatures tapping the mid-70s. Clouds increase overnight and rain rolls in by the morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I need you.
Local news and timeless hints on WRJN. It's the Beatles. Well, it was on this date in 1964 during a world tour. The Beatles flew from Amsterdam to Hong Kong. And when the plane stopped to refuel in Beirut, police turned firefighting foam on hundreds of fans who invaded the runway at the airport.
This magic moment. So different and so new. Till I kissed you, and then it happened.
than a wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Softer than a song.
Pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or me. Papa's at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines. Ba, 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 ba. Bye.
and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin is joining me today, and we'd like to have a little fun together, you and I.
Yes, we definitely do. We have a lot of laughs.
So here's today's question for you. Ready? And don't get too worried about it. I'll play along too, okay?
Okay. Promise me it's not another quiz.
No, it's not a quiz. No, not really. It's just a question.
Oh, gosh.
Today's question is, what is the one thing in your house that most needs cleaning?
Oh, my gosh. How about the house?
Right? I agree with you. What in my house doesn't need cleaning, right? But if you had to pick one thing,
right. What's
the one thing in your house that needs cleaning?
Well, it will be the toilet.
Okay.
Yep. Sorry to say, it's the thing that gets to me the most, and I can't stand it, but it's always the toilet, and I like to have a clean toilet. I think about this a lot, Kurt. I think if I could have someone come in my house once a week and just dust and clean my toilets, I would be a very happy woman.
There are people who will do that for the right price.
Exactly, which is my problem. But my problem also, Kurt, is that I would probably have to clean before they come, so then I wouldn't be so embarrassed. Come on.
I told you I would play along, too. I was in my basement the other day, and I looked to my left, and there's a dehumidifier there that just needs, I hadn't cleaned the filter in a while, and there's just grime all over it. So, that's the one thing in my house.
It's funny because you get a man's perspective, and then you get the woman's perspective. So there, you've got the dehumidifier and the toilet.
Well, I'll tell you what. Coming up in a little bit here, we'll talk more about the man's perspective versus the woman's perspective, okay?
Got it.
That's Robin. I'm Kurt on WRJN.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Bring the good vibes to the ballpark on July 26th for Brewers Yacht Rock Night. Presented by Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. Grab a special ticket to take home a Brewers captain hat. Plus, enjoy the game against Miami. Get yours now at brewers.com/themenights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Blue River CrossFit helps you transform your body and lifestyle with the on-ramp program. Centered around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability, experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun for kids and adults. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
chance. You always will be mine. It's eternal love. When other loves are gone, ours will be strong. We'll have our very own everlasting love.
We love to last forever. We love to last
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Says here researchers found that milk milked from cows at night is better at helping you relax and go to sleep. Yeah, especially if the cows have had a shot or two of brandy beforehand.
How can people be so heartless? How can people be so cruel?
To be proud, easy to say.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, the Brewers had yesterday off and they enter play today, 5.5 games ahead of the Cubs in the National League Central. Brewers coming up at 5:40 first pitch, and we've got the pregame coming up just after 5 o'clock. But now let's get you into the news center.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Certain kinds of guns will be allowed within the Republican Convention security zone in Milwaukee in July. A Common Council committee is rejecting an effort by one alderman to ban all guns inside the RNC security footprint. The city attorney's office notes state law prevents local governments from putting a full ban in place. Other guns, like fully automatic weapons, are banned. Efforts are underway to motivate young people in rural Wisconsin to vote. Organizer Emma Frederick says rural college students from western Wisconsin say they often feel overlooked.
This is the first time that anyone's talked to them about voting. And while their parents might want to help or their parents don't know themselves, this is a new experience for them.
A recent study shows 63% of rural young people are infrequent or uncommitted voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Construction has ground to a halt at sites around southeast Wisconsin. WISN 12 reports hundreds of heavy equipment operators have walked off the job. The strike by the International Union of Operating Engineers has 800 members seeking higher wages at projects in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Racine, and Kenosha counties. The union president tells the TV station the workers are demanding a fair deal that accounts for inflation. The jobs promised by Foxconn were a key part of the water and wastewater agreements between Racine and Mount Pleasant. Those deals are now under scrutiny, and leaders from both municipalities are digging in. Racine Mayor Corey Mason issued a statement yesterday saying Microsoft's plans don't deliver on the jobs initially promised by Foxconn. Mount Pleasant Village Board President David DeGroot attended a city council meeting this week, dismissing the concerns as unrelated to water. Mount Pleasant officials will take up the matter on Monday. First Fridays in downtown Racine are back. The event is set to kick off the summer season today. Highlights include a 70s and 80s DJ set at Monument Square, cornhole tournaments, free hot dogs, and live music. The public art project featuring 26 uniquely designed butterfly sculptures will be officially unveiled throughout the downtown. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Dry and sunny day today, but we're still battling a breezy wind, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, warmer today with high temperatures tapping the mid-70s. Clouds increase overnight and rain rolls in by the morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Thank you.
news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned a page, uh-huh. The miniskirt's the current thing, uh-huh. Jeannie Buffer is our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on. Goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a small score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
You give me your love, so sweetly.
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Here's three things you did not know yesterday. Number one, a study found that 30% of men tune into cooking shows to watch the women cooking food. Number two, in 1949, Northwest Airlines became the first airline in the U.S. to serve alcohol. And number three, contrary to popular belief, the Great Wall of China is not visible from space. And there's three things you didn't know yesterday. Here's Diana Ross and the Supremes on WRJN.
Just as sure, my baby. I can't make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. My friend Robin's with me, and I was saying before, Robin, that we were going to talk about the man's perspective versus the woman's perspective, right?
That is correct. Two totally different perspectives at times.
So listen to this. No wonder married couples argue so much about money. They can't even agree on how much money they have. And guess which partner is likely to have a more optimistic view of the family's finances?
It would be the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because absolutely. He has no clue. I'm not speaking from experience or anything, but because I really don't know, because most women, I would think, I don't know if this is the case with you and Victoria, but I handle most of the finances.
Yeah, she does too.
Yeah, I don't know why that is.
Husbands are likely to provide significantly higher values for annual income and net worth, while wives are likely to report higher household debt. The typical man in the study reported assets of about $4,700 more than his wife reported, while the typical woman reported debt of about $500 higher than the figure given by the husband. It doesn't say which partner was right. It just says what they reported.
Right. Jeff will just say, hey, I can you give me an allowance? And and then I say, yes, you can. Here's $5. Go fill the car up with gas. No, I'm joking.
I would love that if she just gave me an allowance and said, this is how much you're allowed to spend. That would be great.
It would be. And then I would like someone to give me some kind of, you know, not an allowance, but to manage everything for me, because I feel like I get it coming and going. You know, it's like both ends. I have to divvy it out. Then I got to take some in. And sometimes, you know, like the cleaning aspect, I just want it done for me.
All right, Robin, thanks for your perspective. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Have a good one, Kurt.
There's Robin. I'm Kurt on WRJN.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
And timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being homeward bound with me today. We've got Milwaukee Brewers baseball coming up after the top of the hour on WRJN.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I needed the shelter.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. You've had enough for me all of my days. The love so sweet, so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Sugar sometime.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa, yeah. Thank you, baby.